910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. In the upcoming hour, President Biden will talk to the nation about today's historic Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity, immunity on most but not all official acts as president. It's a ruling in the Trump January 6th election interference case, which can still go forward, though probably delayed after the election, says ABC's Peter Haralambos.
It's now with Judge Chutkan to determine whether or not Trump's interactions with the vice president, state officials, certain private parties are considered official acts. And not only will parsing that out take a while for the trial judge in this case, but the decision there could likely be appealed once again and lead to a further delay.
The longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon, who's now in federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut, says he's proud of going to prison. He's still appealing his January 6th contempt of Congress conviction. Hurricane Beryl has slammed into the Caribbean island of Carriacou. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers still aren't saying why an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field that broke while people were riding it Saturday. 11 people were injured. 6 of them had to go to the hospital. It's not clear exactly what happened or when the escalator might go back in service. Senator Bernie Sanders says he understands Democrats' concerns about President Biden.
But if we are going to protect democracy, if we're going to protect workers' rights, if we're going to deal with climate change, if we're going to deal with women's rights, the choice is absolutely clear.
Sanders, speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front, Sanders gave several speeches around Wisconsin last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A 71-year-old man in Barron County died after going into the water below the Makana Dam to help his struggling grandchild get out. According to a press release from the Barron County Sheriff's Office, the man had taken his 2 grandkids to fish and swim in the area, and both were wearing life jackets. When one child began to struggle in the water, he went in to get the kids back to where they could stand, but could not make it back to the shore himself and drowned. The Chetek Fire Dive and Rescue Team assisted in finding him. Over the weekend, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz announced that 22 counties had been approved for a federal disaster declaration by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The declaration comes as the region deals with the severe flooding damage it has seen over the past couple of weeks and will allow counties like St. Louis to get more resources for debris removal, repair work, and emergency protective measures. State and county officials are still assessing the full extent of the damage caused by the floods. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Another series win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 7-1 to win the home series 2-1. Bottom of the fourth, the Brewers able to get past Cubs starter Kyle Hendricks with 3 consecutive singles. Then it was Bryce Durang at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Tied for the major league lead in grand slams. Durang in the win.
The Brewers have now hit 5 grand slams in their last 8 games. 2 from Terang, who spoke after the game.
Yeah, you know, we got to have guys on to hit grand slams, and we're doing that. It happens.
The Cubs only able to generate 1 run on a solo home run shot and just 2 hits.
Well, offensively, I think, you know, it's 1 run, so it's hard to see a scenario where that's going to win us a game. And, you know, no matter who we're facing, we're going to have to be better.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. From American Family Field with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a low in the mid-50s. Storms ending tomorrow morning, but more developing again in the afternoon, high, low 70s. Sunshine returns, nice day Wednesday, high, low 80s. Storm chances return for the 4th of July. Right now it's 73.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Joe Biden addresses the nation on presidential immunity. We'll have all the coverage. We'll also see whether or not he's had SEAL Team 6 on speed dial this whole time.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Beach Bum.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, it is. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Monday, the week of July 4th, Nation's Independence Celebration, fireworks all coming up this week. Hot dogs on the grill, Johnny. You know, all those great things. I mean, you know, some people like that. Steaks, I mean, hamburgers.
I'm not throw the tube steaks on the grill, man. I mean, I'm sure people are coming. I'm going to be throwing a whole variety of things.
All right.
Well, you know, it's cookout time. It's basically all week long. Well, starting Wednesday, I'll start kicking into it. And then, you know, Thursday and Friday, we're going to be, grilling.
Man, you're cooking out every day this week. Man, I'm coming over. Holy crap. Okay, but you're going to wait till Wednesday to at least start.
Probably just start.
We got some things. I should throw in there. I got some good veggie burgers. I got a couple of my own children who have, you know, gone the vegetarian. One's gone vegetarian, one's gone vegan. So, that makes sometimes planning a family dinner a bit of, you know what? We got a little bit of this over here. We got a little bit of that over there. And for all of those, you know, hey, but happy fourth week, Johnny. One of the things to remind people, where do you get Busted Pencils? Well, go to Civic Media, to the website. More importantly, though, too, Johnny, the Civic Media app, I feel like we haven't reminded people enough about how important it is to download the Civic Media app, whether you're on an iPhone, whether you're on an Android type of phone, you can get it. Download the Civic Media app. And with that, you can always have Busted Pencils and all of the other great shows that go along with Civic Media. They're all right there, right on your phone. You can listen all the time. And we said, just like our friends in Finland, they listen on the Civic Media app to Busted Pencils. So that's the reality of how awesome the Civic Media app is. Johnny, I know you have, at least two or three different Civic Media apps across all those phones.
Oh, yeah, man. I ask my smart speaker all the time to, you know, send Civic Media stuff over the Bluetooth. Let's go. Let's listen to all these shows. Keep me up on, like, what's happening in politics of our country. But also, you know, what's happening over Wisconsin, where so many of our listeners are. Hey, listeners, if you can, subscribe to the Civic Media Weekly Digest to keep up with your local Wisconsin news and all of our fantastic shows on the Civic Media Radio Network. So go to civicmedia.us/email. Never miss a beat. Hey, and while you're on that grind, get over to the Civic Media website, check out their merch store by going to civicmedia.us and clicking store in the top right corner. We love radio. We know you do too. Show that love and look great while you're doing it in a hat or one of the six designs supporting refreshing hometown radio. And in fact, Tim, you can go and check out Busted Pencil specific merch, right? What we're going to do for you listeners, we're going to drop that link in the description of the podcast that drops right after the show. But Tim, it's Monday. You know, picking up where we left off last week, Friday, you know, but before we jump into, you know, still reeling on the heels of the debate talking yes. about what's happening in this country, how it's related to education, but also some things that are kind of growing out of education. You know, this, you brought it up Friday, and it's carried heavily through the weekend, this push from Christian nationalists, right, to really make state legislation. And I, you know, I'm always saying, Tim, don't worry about this now. I mean,
I know
national election, but when it comes to education, remember, education is a state right. Well, we'd be remiss if we didn't come back around to what we were talking about on Friday today and get back into what's happening in Oklahoma, what's happening in Louisiana, what's happening in Texas. Because even though, you know, I'm going to say, hey, education is a state right, and there are lots of states who are pushing back against that mm-hmm. fundamentalist takeover. But you know what? If it's happening in a nearby state, it's likely to trickle. And I've said before on past shows, you know, we have a long legacy of testing the boundaries in some of these states and then pushing out from there. And I, you know, I share some of your concerns, Tim, that you brought up at the end of last week with this sort of Christian nationalism that's being imposed on our public schools. And that's not Tim and Johnny being anti-Christianity or anti-religion. But we're going to get into it tonight. But before we get into it, Tim, you know, just how are you doing, man? It's the beginning of the week. What's going on, man?
I am actually doing incredibly well today. The heat dome over my area in Ohio has lifted, and went out hiking this morning. 60 degrees in the morning for a hike. Beautiful out there. I was like, this is the way it is. What a day to start a Monday. Boy, I just see Sherry, man. She's just dropping in a whole bunch of text messages. Sherry, we love you. Sherry from Horicon out there. Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about that King and Johnny, we need a civics lesson. You know, I was thinking though, one of the best places you can get your awesome, like, kind of civics lesson with friends, if you're in Madison, you go to the Madison Minocqua Brewery, Madison Tap Room. You can go there. Or, Johnny, as you always keep pointing out now, too, if you happen to be all the way up in the North Country, go to the Minocqua Brewery right there on site. You know why? Because Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company. Yeah, you know what? They are an awesome company. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. And Johnny, am I just looking at that right away? LA Tom has jumped on the line before what? We've even really
started. My guy, let's get him
we
on.
Haven't what? Even started. Let's bring him on. Yeah, let's
set the tone. Set the tone, LA Tom. Set the tone. What's happening, my man?
Well, first off, guys, you know, you're right. You can listen to the Civic Media app everywhere in the world. Yes, I'm sir. From Wisconsin, small town, 2,000 people. And, you know, I'm in L.A. I've lived here for years, and I listen to the Civic Media every single day. And I love the actual factualness of the radio station and everything that it brings in terms of conversation to people, and actually shows a lot of sunlight, which is the best disinfectant for what's going on in this country. I really wish that we could start calling these people anti-Christian nationalists, because they have nothing to do with the word Christian nationalist. And I think that, you know, I feel like they're taking the Lord thy God's name in vain. Number three there on the Old Commandments, because they're using Jesus' name in a way that he never really professed to be. If you read Matthew 15 and you read some of the different things where Christ actually talked, these guys are anti-Christian nationalists is what they are. They're anti-Christ. That being said, you know, there should be a separation between church and state. It's the bottom line. It's secular. That was the whole point of our country. And today's Supreme Court goes and makes our presidents kings. And I wanted to ask, can Joe Biden actually now go and, I guess, make an executive action to put on, since we have 13 circuit courts around the United States, put 13 Supreme Court justices on the court right now?
Well, is it his official act? I mean, Boy, Tom, L.A. Tom, thank you for the call right away and hitting everything we plan on talking about tonight. Yeah, the Supreme Court ruling, Christian nationalism or anti-Christian. I know, Tom, it's all there. The question, though, you know, so what does this then imply for the current president, Johnny Lupinacci, President Biden? Does this give the current president the ability to think creatively about what his duties are in office and how he can execute them and how he might say, hey, look, it was part of my job, man. That's what I had to do. I know I've been seeing a lot of speculation out there saying, what do these rulings actually mean? And Johnny, we are looking forward to actually really getting hard into that spot, you know, particularly about that Christian nationalism, though, Tom, thank you. I think on that one, we really need to talk about, you said separation of church and state. Johnny kind of let us in on this one to be talking about this. Where are we going to come down on this? Because education, public education, is very specifically left to the states to decide in their state constitutions. And so what we're seeing coming out of Texas, what we're seeing coming out of Louisiana, coming out of Oklahoma, these are state actions. And Johnny, we're kind of putting this forward here to kind of tease about going, so if a state takes the action on a public education issue, is that constitutional? Maybe is the first kind of generic question that we're putting out to everybody tonight, listeners, 855-752-4842. So, yeah, you know, but just putting out there too. And yeah, just in case anybody missed it, Busted Pencils is sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end that crazy voucher system. Check it out, though. You always like to give Minocqua a little bit of heads up, a little bit of extra room there. They absolutely are making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Johnny, but that is the question I think we frame here coming into this. You know, we talked about it last week, Christian nationalism, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, because these are state-driven, I don't know, you say policies or, you know, you must do commandments. I don't know if they're commandments, but because the state has originated these policies, do they have a constitutional leg to stand on in our public schools? I don't know, Johnny. I know we're coming up on the break here, but, you know, give you a last little bit here and to take us into the break. What do you, are you pushing forward the idea? And I say pushing, aren't you putting forward the idea that maybe this is a state issue?
I mean, I believe wholeheartedly that education is a state right. That's how it currently exists. That's how I want to remain. I think it will continue to be state to state. However, Tim, I think some of these, you know, states belong to a country. And so some of these may have cases that kick all the way up to the state Supreme Court, maybe even hit the national Supreme Court. We certainly can expect to see that in instances where we have like a mandate to include the Ten Commandments in a classroom, or that the Bible is a history book. I mean, these are things that I don't think will make it past the state Supreme Court, but should they, they'll go to the Supreme Court at a national level. I believe in that system. I think it's a good system. You know what, though, Tim? Let's get into the details because someone might be tuning in that didn't hear us last week. So we'll give you a refresh and we'll get into this when we come back. Busted Pencils.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
800-281-8193.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Yeah, there it is, Tim. I love it. Love it. Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Hey, you want to jump on the horn and talk with Tim and Johnny? We're here, 855-752-4842. And you know what, Tim? Mark from Prairie to Sac is on the phone. Mark, what's happening, my man?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Sadly, what the Supreme Court did, I figured they would find some way to carve out. But trying to make myself more familiar with, you know, our Constitution over the past, you know, since the Walker days, I guess, I started, found a copy of the Federalist Papers and started reading those. And what is shocking to me is they cherry-picked a few phrases out of the Federalist Papers. You know, I guess they picked one out where the something about a feeble presidency and feeble government, and you know, taking that out of context, that the founders clearly did not intend the president to be immune. They clearly did not intend for him to be a monarch. They had enough examples in history of you know, monarchs going against the rules, and it is just sad. I mean, but kings actually were subject to law and punishment. I mean, example, I don't know if I brought up on your program, but Henry II was whipped for his complicity in the murder of Thomas Becket. I mean, he, you know, threw an offhand comment, well, somebody rid me of this querulous monk or priest, and his household monks took that upon themselves to go and murder Thomas Becket when he was at prayer. I mean, and Charles II, of course, of England, lost his head because he defied Parliament. I mean, our found, and getting to the religious issue, our founders clearly intended this to be a secular democracy. I mean, that I've just been plowing into The Age of Reason by Thomas Paine, and even though he was taking the Bible to task, you know, that why should we be so admiring of these people that did some pretty horrific things. I mean, that apparently in Numbers, talking about the Exodus, is that the Jewish people were at some kind of war with the Midianites. This is before they even had Israel, you know, got back to Israel. But I mean, that, you know, Moses ordered his troops to murder all the men, murder all the boys, murder any of the women who had known men, and take, you know, and the virgin girls and girl babies were theirs to take, but everybody else they could slaughter.
Mark, man, he is loaded up. I always love when Mark calls Johnny because he has got so much content, and it always makes me go back to the original Busted Pencils. I could hear somebody going like, this is an education talk show. What are you guys doing with all this history, world history and politics? Like, hey, check it out though. Johnny and I, man, we're old original social studies teachers. So when Mark calls and brings up so much information, you know, before we though really go into the Supreme Court ruling, though, I still think we have a little bit more to talk about on the Christian nationalism and what happened last week in Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana, and putting this forward. And Mark, I'm going to agree with you, and then we're going to let Johnny kind of take this on. I agree with you that it was supposed to be a secular democracy and that there was supposed to be separation of church and state. What's coming up here is that these mandates or these kind of curriculum issues or impositions or whatever you want to call it are originating out of the state. Now, in what we've pointed out is that public education is a state right. I hate using that word, states' right, but it comes out of the state. And so these policies got their breath of life at the state level. And so does that put forward then the possibility that they are constitutionally okay? Johnny Lupinacci, and you were kind of messing around or starting to dig at that before we went into this first break.
Absolutely. And I love Mark's call. You know, Mark, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. And thanks for sharing the knowledge that you have, because all this week, Tim, and probably, you know, more often than not, as we're in this important moment in our history right now as a country and as a democracy, I'm going to keep bringing this up. And it's themed for this week, right? This is the week of the 4th. This is a week of patriotism. Patriotism means right. more than it's often touted to be. And I want to thank Mark for being a patriot. And I'm going to do that a lot this week, setting a good example of what America means for generations to come, right? How can we set that example? And one of the things that Mark called and contributed, which is really important, is in this moment that we're in, where we're going to, you know, I said last week, I'm going to keep coming back around to it. The kind of politics that we're witnessing is a real, you know, concerted effort towards tyranny, towards, you know, a fascist state. And I want to reserve some of that extreme language, you know, and minimize the, as often as I use it, but to call it the right thing, you know, an authoritarian government or really a fascist state. Mm. You see a real converging on, you know, issues, especially, Tim, when we talk about education, we see a real converging on almost one party. Right. There's extreme polars, but the masses are kind of converging. And you think, well, that sounds good. It's actually a dangerous thing. Right. And I love what Mark does, calls and shares that information that's rooted in historical truth. But an even more important than the information that Mark's sharing is his, again, being a patriot and setting that example to investigate. Listener, tune into civic media, sure, but on your own too, elsewhere, figure things out, spend more time with long articles, subscribe right to print media. Subscribe and, you know, and realize that some of what's on the internet is out there to harm you. So you have to really commit to discerning information, right? And learn what you can and take responsibility for what you communicate with others. I love that Mark did that. He's sharing important history, right? That helps us all be better patriots. And that's really, really important in this moment. So coming back around, Tim, to what we're doing, and I'm going to lean on this in this week of, you know, celebrating patriotism. One of the really important things, I know you and I do this because we call, you know, public education an institution, right? It is a bedrock of democracy. One of the really important things every single listener out there, separate from your party affiliation, but as your act of patriotism, right? One really important thing, in addition to all the things we're talking about, is that you commit to defending institutions, right? Mm. It is institutions that help us preserve democracy. Right. Institutions don't live on their own. They need our help. Right. And I don't speak of institutions in this sort of broad sense. I'm really saying unless you make them yours by acting on their behalf. So when we talk about the importance of democracy, unless, and L.A. Tom reminds us of this, unless we, the people, take responsibility to be the government, then we're just kind of pointing at these empty institutions and hoping that they do good. And that's just simply not how it works. We have to invest in our institutions. They don't protect themselves. They fall one after another unless we defend them, and they're defended from the beginning. So, listener, this is my challenge to you as a patriot this week. Choose the institutions that you care about, whether it's court, a newspaper, a law, a union, a profession. You know, Tim and I already pledged. We're defenders of public education. We're here to defend that institution. We're here for the good, the ugly, the successful, the hope, and we're constantly kind of just diving into it. So we can have a better public institution for that stronger democracy. So lots of good conversation from the listeners. Hey, if you want to join us, 855-752-4842, hop on the horn, give us a call, join the conversation. Tim, I promise, we're going to get to this. We're going to get to this.
Yeah, we are.
And Bibles in the classroom stuff, but this is an important week, right? So folks, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to dive more into it. Busted pencils, fully education, loaded up. Let's talk.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An audit says it's taking longer for the state of Wisconsin Crime Lab to process sexual assault evidence kits. Tests are supposed to be done in 6 months, but the Legislative Audit Bureau says it's taking closer to 9 months. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling late last week means abortions will still be available in emergencies, at least for now. The case comes from Idaho, where doctors say they're still concerned about the prospect of going to jail.
It's already hard enough to make these critical decisions in the moment. And if you're stuck on, okay, I can go down path A, but I'm not allowed to go down path B, that is very confusing for both clinicians and the patients and the shared decision making that we do.
Dr. Stella Dantas is president of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Two people were killed in a head-on crash in the town of Superior on Sunday morning. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred around 8:30 a.m. on Highway 35 between Hunter Road and Gustafson Road. Authorities say 30-year-old Stephanie Weller of Duluth crossed over the center line and crashed into the car driven by 21-year-old Dustin Reul of Foxborough. Both were pronounced deceased at the scene of the crash and neither car had passengers. The crash remains under investigation. Duluth Entertainment Convention Center officials say the site is in a much more solid place financially after unexpected costs. According to a Northern News Now report, rising inflation, renovations to the interior, and a lack of cash flow forced the organization to ask for a $1 million loan from the Duluth City Council, but after a strong year, it no longer faces the cash flow issues that it did last year. The convention center has seen a revenue increase of 8% in 2024 and will be able to pay back the city loan. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The ladies of The View are always outspoken, to say the least, especially one in particular. Joy Behar recently said she still plans to get it on with a woman. When asked by fellow hosts Sandra Bernhard and Judy Gold if she's ever been with a woman, the 81-year-old Behar says no, but someday I will be. Behar clarified that she would do it when she was in her 90s. Sexy. It wouldn't be totally unheard of for Behar to take a walk on the wild side late in life. She met her current husband, Steve Janowitz, at a semi-nudist colony in 1982. Behar says Janowitz was naked. She was not, adding that for her to be naked in front of a man, she has to be in his will. The couple dated for 30 years before tying the knot in 2011. When asked why their courtship lasted so long, Behar said they wanted to wait until both sets of parents were dead so there'd be no in-laws. Behar was married to her previous husband, Joe, for 19 years, who I'm guessing she met playing Spin the Bottle. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms and a low in the mid-50s. Storms ending tomorrow morning, but more developing again in the afternoon. High, low 70s. Sunshine returns, nice day Wednesday. High, low 80s. Storm chances return for the 4th of July. It's 71 right now.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll discuss the implications of the Supreme Court's ruling for Jack Smith's continuing case and 3 days of Joe Biden's top 100.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
History is rife with the likes of you. History is littered with the likes of you.
Yeah, gotta love Anti-Flag. Like, oh, yeah. What is that song? Christian nationalist, man. You're no better than the rest. White neo-Christian nationalist. Oh, you know, and 855-752-4842. Give us a call. Man, we are talking everything going on right now. It's the week of patriotism. As we say, July 4th coming up. Christian nationalism, biblical, all these things going on. But, Johnny, right before the break, though, you made a really clear point that just helped me understand my purpose in life. You talked about us defending the institution of public education, and the way you framed that, you said whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether we need to make it better, the institution of public education is absolutely paramount for defense because it is the bedrock of democracy. And that just came across to me in a way, holy crap, now I feel even more empowered to get on the radio every night of the week and talk about this, because it's an institution that is essential to democracy. It is the bedrock, so the public education. So, yeah, these institutions that we're talking about here all the time. Johnny, so thank you for helping me out on that one, for giving me some clarity, man.
Absolutely. Tim, it's like the Justice League here, man. You just got to pick your institution and you got to rep, you got to go hard, right? And like, I mean, if you think about it, and I know it sounds funny, it sounds like one big giant ad, but it isn't. It's really what we talk about. If you think about civic media, right, with a commitment to hometown radio refresh, but really with a focus on strengthening democracy, you know, like staring face to face with polarization in this country, saying, hey, how do we talk to one another? How do we learn from one another? How do we have trustworthy information? And how do we have defenders of institutions of democracy that are experts on those, that have fully committed to defending it on all the time? So you think about like our friend Maggie Dawn, a legal expert, a defender of law, right? And thinking about the ways that we each take this up and defend democracy. Tim, you know what? We're really big on the education, the institution of public education. But together, it's sort of like a Justice League of folks who care a whole lot about this country, care a whole lot about and believe in the power of democracy. You know, Tim, and I also want to come back. Whoa. There it is. It's true as the bell rings, Tim. Oh, my gosh. You know what happens every third segment? Sometimes we miss it. Sometimes you miss the bell. You're tardy for class. But we caught it today right on time. Oof. Defenders of institutions, Tim, be the best patriot you can be. That is the lesson today. That's democracy in action. When you commit, fully to we the people are the government, right? And that's the most important thing when we have these discussions, that we're having them, right? But then we're going to go with it. Democracy in action, having that energy, Tim, that you just spoke about to defend your institution. Mm. Right. All right. And just like that, we got Joanne from Madison. Joanne, join the conversation. What's happening?
Thank you so much. I've got a little point to make and then a bigger observation. The little point is that we're being conservative. You know, if we came down from a different planet and we saw that word conservative, we'd think, oh, the political party that's trying to save public education, that's trying to save democracy, that's the conservatives, right? Well, that's what we are, even though that seems a little twisted, because we very much think of ourselves as being progressive, et cetera. But the larger point is that the discussion here is priceless. To hear people in a calm manner sort out these principles, bringing in these ancient, meaning, you know, ancient and time, whatever, timeless principles, as well as modern day expressions. It's wonderful. So thank you so much for what you're doing. You're talking us off the ledge, those of us who have been upset about the last few days. Thank you.
Absolutely, Joanne. I love that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for always bringing your wisdom to the conversation. And I like what Joanne brings up, especially when we talk about being a defender of an institution. I want to pitch this back out there, Joanne. I think it's really important to think that we don't need to save it, because a lot of what's going on in it needs to go away. We need to defend it. We need to think of the core principle. Why do public schools exist? Why does the institution of public education exist? And then We defend by making it the best possible education system it can be. That's the truth for anything. If we think about it in like a sports metaphor and anything else, right? You don't save the game. You play defense to win the game. You play to be in it. So we have to always be thinking. And this is, again, how I want to reframe it. And it comes to Joanne's second point. Appreciate your props, Joanne, and recognition, because that's a conversation we all need to have. How do we remain calm, right? We lean on our skill sets that hopefully, I think many of us, we learned in public education to hold space for difference and to deliberate, to have conversations that are, dare I say, civil. In this day and age, to have this kind of conversation, to have it in a regulated way, a way where like our emotions and our rational thinking are kind of balanced out and we're able to think through it, we're really able to model something that is pretty radical. We're really able to model this whole idea of that, hey, we can disagree, but we are here to share our passion, our patriotism for better possibility. And so if we think about it, I want to think about it like radical conservatives. We're not really trying to conserve a public education system that's not worked for so many. Mm-hmm. We are trying to defend and fight hard for a great public education system to ask the question, what is the purpose of public education and democracy? What's the relationship between those two? And let's fight hard to have it. So that's the one. I just want to come back on that in terms of conservatives do want to like preserve the past, but the past does not really work. The idea was there, but we want to stoke the flames, right? And let that fire ignite that public education can be, and it will be, a strong institution with democracy for future generations.
Man, Johnny Lupinacci. Okay. I love it. Joanne, thank you so much for the call, and thank you too for the kudos. I put down here too, though, and Johnny, I think, yeah, when she said saving, yeah, we're not saving as much as we're defending. But then the idea of conserving, but when you use that word institution, there is something there that says there is something sacred about an institution that was put forward as an idea, right? An ideal public education. And we know it's not complete. It's not finished yet. It's not great the way it could be. But the institution that was put forth about public education, should we conserve institutions? And I think just playing on those words, though, makes it really interesting in today's politics, because it is kind of funny that the tearing down of institutions that is happening right now seems to be happening from those who were supposed to conserve our institutions. And so the tearing down of the institutions is, again, lots of plays on words there, lots of different plays on the word conserve. But the idea of an institution, and this is where Johnny bringing it back to the idea of this institution for us, particularly on Busted Pencils, and as you say, the Justice League of everybody on civic media doing their bit for all institutions. But what we do here every night, that institution of public education because of its foundation to democracy. L.A. Tom is just buzzing up with all kinds of texts in there. Good.
Talking about being a democracy warrior, Tom, and I think that's a great way to put it. And I love this, Tim, we're talking about, if you think about, we're not conserving the institution that was.
Right.
We're valuing the reason those institutions exist and the potential that they have. So if we think about democracy, let's just do a civics lesson, 101.
There you go.
Street level definition for democracy. Decisions being made by those directly impacted by the decision. I'm going to say it one more time. Street level definition for democracy. Decisions being made by those directly impacted by the decision. Okay, so if public education is supporting our aptness, our skillfulness, our how successful we are at that difficult task, right, of holding value to difference and to making decisions. Everybody has a voice and everybody's voice is valued. Everybody has a responsibility to participate in that decision-making, and the decision-making ought to be made in the interest of the common good. Preserving or saying defending that is sometimes means doing away with institutions, And so if we're looking at public education, we're saying it might mean in some cases stripping it way down, because if we look historically, public education has been a mechanism for sorting the elite, right?
Sorting,
for tracking kids, for, you know, doing harm to black and brown bodies, to not having space for women or anybody that identified differently or identified differently than straight white men, right? Suffer in a lot of our school systems. But if we're to say we are going to defend, we're going to be defenders of an institution of a public education that complements democracy, decisions being made by those directly impacted by the decision being made. Everybody has a voice. Every voice is valued. That's going to mean radically rethinking what schools look like. And I'm here for that. All the energy. Right. And so that's so it's like, I like that Joanne brought this up, because sometimes, you know, we want to be really clear. Are these two guys nostalgic for a past school system? It's like, oh, no. But let's say we're ride or die for public education. And what that means is that we're going to go really hard, because it's possible, right, to do better. And we know we can, and we will. Right. So I love that. L.A. Tom's got fast thumbs in the text line. I would love it. He's on the horn. He's also on the text. We love that from our listeners. Hey, if you want to give us a call, you know what? Hey, give us a call. Call in 855-752-4842. Chop it up with Tim and Johnny. Kicking it,
Johnny,
back.
I love what you just said, though, too. We are here for it, and pointing out to kind of the theme of busted pencils, because, yeah, we're going to defend the institution of public education because of its commitment to democracy. But we are here for it. And in fact, anybody who's listens to the show or has listened over the years knows that our vision of public education, that we're here for it, how we stop the sorting, how we stop the harm, how we move into an inclusive space, how we elevate what it means to be educated as opposed to being schooled or dealing with what happens in that type of shuffling around of situations that isn't great for kids, isn't great for families, isn't great for communities. We're here for it. Every night of the week, it is, in fact, the discussion. And this is where you are welcome to call this show anytime, because we are defending the institution of public education, but we are here for it every night for a discussion about what would make that institution more, better, stronger, more equal, more inclusive, more liberating. That's what we're doing here all the time, Lupinacci. That's what I love the way you said that.
Well, I love it, Tim. And what I want to point out here for listeners, too, because we're kind of holding class. You know, we're riffing off one another, and we've had all weekend to really digest, you know, the explosion, the lackluster fireworks displays of the debate on Thursday. And then, you know, all of the fire that came out of the Supreme Court decision today, or the, you know, as we discussed it all day on the radio today. And, you know, we've been really grappling with what does immunity mean and all of these things. But what I want to come back to is I mentioned it last week, and I want to really point readers or listeners to be readers and give them some context for some of the things that I'm especially bringing into tonight's show. Is, you know, there is a really great, it's a snappy short book called On Tyranny by Timothy Snyder. And there's a link to a short version of 20 important points to consider if you're really serious about defending democracy. So we're really drawn heavily from that. We want to share more of it. We want you, the listener, to check it out. We think it's really important that we be our best patriots this week, especially with it being the 4th, and we commit to defending institutions of democracy. Hey, listener, stay with us. When we come back, we get more into it. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk when we get back.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Educators talking. Education 855-752-4842 is the number.
Yeah, here we go. Tim's digitized. It happens. You know what? It's the curse of the internet. No matter what we do, there's always going to be some kind of little digital interference, probably because there's so much energy and so much static on the airways. A little breaking news for folks. We can't quite get into the content yet because Tim and Johnny, we're on here live with you. We're going to catch up, but you can be sure to stay tuned to Civic Media to get the details and chop it up with shows to follow afterward. You know, our guy Pete Schwab, I'm sure he's going to be talking about it. But with the breaking news, thank you, LA Tom, for the tip. You know, Joe Biden is speaking right now as we're talking and you're listening on the radio. You know, President Joe Biden is speaking. He's sharing his remarks related to the Supreme Court decision and to the immunity. So we just wanted to mention that. You know, stick with us. We got a few more minutes and then we're going to be talking more about that on Civic Media. You can guarantee that. Tim, we lost you for a minute there. Looks like
I'm back.
And you know what? Yeah. I want to throw a shout out to Sandy from Minneapolis who gave us a call, but I was on one, man. I was fumble follying the words all over the place and talking about my guy, Timothy Snyder, and where our listeners can get more about these 20 points that he makes that help us be stronger patriots, that help us to better understand our civic duty, especially with the rise of tyrannical governments. And I want to just emphasize, I don't use that word lightly. I don't kind of throw that around with hyperbole or to emphasize extremism. I really mean it. We're at a critical moment in this country's history where we're highly divided. You know, we're not always making much sense, and the debates kind of encapsulated that for us. We got to listen to diverse groups of people. We got to listen to future generations. We've got brilliant, brilliant young people, right? Really advocating for strong democracy everywhere. Amongst that, and it's not just about age, because we got a wise fella on the phone who's a regular caller, Jack from Merrimack. We got Jack on the phone. Sorry we missed you, Sandy, but we got you, Jack. So, Jack, what's happening, my man?
Well, I had just had a comment or two about the so-called debate, which really wasn't. They could have done better with an AI as a so-called moderator. By definition, a moderator is somebody who sets rules and standards.
Oh, man.
Would be to call out somebody that's lying all the time, and that just didn't happen. This result of this debate, the media, great media, say Trump won. Well, that's like saying a football team broke about every rule on the field, and when they were caught at it, lied and said, "Oh no, I didn't," and they won the game. And the media says, "Yeah, these guys won." I mean, this is ridiculous. There should be absolutely, if there is another debate, and if Trump wins, we'll never see another debate. There's no question about that, at least not in my life, course, I'm an old guy. But anyway, the point is, if there is another debate, one of the minimum rules has got to be real-time fact-checking.
Jack from Merrimack, thank you so much for that call, man. You know, yeah, Johnny, you know, right. The whole fact-checking part that just didn't happen during that debate. A lot of people have called that out, you know, and is that an issue, you know, and did that potentially even kind of, you know, make the exchange even a little bit more complicated for, you know, to hear what President Biden was actually trying to get across at that, you know, at the debate. You know, yeah, I don't know. But Jack, we appreciate the call. It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. Johnny, you look like you got breaking. You
know, I want to talk a little bit more about this really briefly, and then we'll get to it. We got another caller. The phones are ringing tonight, and I love that because it's democracy in action, right? Our
there you go.
We share these conversations. But what Jack brought up is really important. And listener, if you didn't get a chance to hear the show Friday, go back, grab the podcast from Civic Media. I gave 6 points that really stood out to me from the so-called debate, from the presidential, you know, election campaign trail as it is right now. And one of those is the dangers of just repeated lies. And I want to say this really clearly. It's intentional because it's a strategy and tactic that can be used. If I hit you, Tim, with 15 points that are all over the place, right, and that are unfactual, the amount of energy and the speed you have to debunk those lies, you have to kind of figure out truth from lie, you know, it's kind of got you discombobulated and all around. Just like, there, what do I go respond to? This is a bunch of lies. And I love Jack's analogy. It is like a football team getting on the field and just deciding the rules don't apply to them. They're going to do what they want. And even still losing in that, they're going to say, guess what? We won. And the media is going to be like, you know what? I think they did. And so strengthen up, media. Let's get stronger about this. Hey, do we got time? Let's get Steve. Oh, we lost Steve. Now we lost Sandy. We lost Steve. You're still listening, Sandy and Steve. Now we got to get you on quicker. So call in early on the show. Let's get you on because we want you part of the conversation. We love that you're listening. We love that you're giving us a call. Caller, if you want to call anytime, 855-752-4842. Give us a call. Also, if you're in the Madison area or you're up in Minocqua and you just want to sit down and talk in real person, which is another there one of go. Those really important acts of patriotism, is getting out and connecting in a corporal way, engaging in corporal politics, getting the body out from behind the computer and going and having a coffee with somebody, going on a walk, you know, sitting and talking with people. Small talk matters. You know where you can have some great small talk about politics? Minocqua Brewing Company. They're big time advocates for public education and democracy in this country. They're working hard to build community and to make great beer. Tim, you know what is always my nightmare? Is that there's only going to be one beer left. Well, you know where there's never one beer left? Minocqua Brewing Company. They've always got one ready to go for you. You can be that. 4th of July can be double fist in Minocqua Brews. I know I'm going to have a whole...
No.
As long as you're not driving, too.
Hey, no driving. Be careful. Man, drink responsibly.
No driving.
But throw back the brews. It's going to be celebrating patriotism by defending institutions. More of that all week long when you join us on Busted Pencils. Tim, love kicking off the week with you, my guy. Let's have a big week. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel joins us to talk about the Supreme's recent decisions. Deborah Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.